Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Kate Constable, and eventually Joe Ostrowski here with you. So let's go off the board here, Kate. Have you ever done like live reports, live remotes, anything of the sort?
Oh, yeah. I used to work in local TV. I was the sports anchor in a small town station, ABC affiliate back in the day. So I did plenty of those, and I know what you're going to talk about, and I've had some of those experiences as well.
Yes, as have I. And it's so much fun to deal with fans because fans, it's what makes the sports world go around. And no doubt that one reporter is at the center of attention when it comes to how she handled a particular fan. So Samantha Rivera, who is a reporter out in Miami, was in Vegas to cover game two of the Stanley Cup final. She does her live report ringside, where Vegas fans are quite happy being up two games to nothing. And then a fan tried to interfere with her live shot. And the video is out there if you want to check it out. But basically, Rivera gives the fan the stiff arm and basically says, nope, you're not doing this. And, you know, first off, the stiff arm was super impressive. And kudos to her to make sure that she stood her ground and made sure no one interfered with her job. And I know it's so easy for us in the media to have another media member's back. But this is especially true here, Joe, where, you know, sometimes if a fan is perhaps a little bit too boisterous for whatever reason, that it can lead to some real problems. But, you know, I hate to sort of take the serious tone here, but, you know, if fans are messing with reporters in this way, there could be a point when someone gets hurt. Now, thankfully, you know, Rivera handled this really well. You know, she did what she was supposed to do. But if fans are going to behave inappropriately, it's entirely possible that this could cross a line into something that is a little bit more serious.
A perfect example of why I hate most people. I mean, what makes you think that you have the right to invade their space? You guys could speak to this as much as anyone, but what people don't realize, no, there is no security, especially now. There's a cameraman and there's a reporter with a live microphone, and maybe they're on a stand, maybe not, trying to figure out where exactly to go. And sadly, what's happened in media is we have fewer and fewer live reporters on the scene. Or it's one person collecting all the information, whether it's interviewing a player in a locker room or whether we get to politics and all that. And that's a whole nother storyline, but I just don't understand. I'm sure this person had a few pops, whatever. It doesn't excuse anything. I just don't get it. I can never do this. I act like an idiot as much as anyone sometimes, but I just don't
even
understand
on this show.
The need. Yeah, especially on this show during these 3 hours. I'm a very different person outside of the show. But yeah, I don't I don't get it. And, but what do you do? What are you, what are we supposed to do? There's, can you do anything with a situation like this?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Kate.
You really can't. And it we're going to wait until someone like Samantha then gets in trouble for pushing this person, right? Mm-hmm. Like eventually it's going to turn on the reporter and the reporter is going to shove someone out of the shot and that person's going to go flying and hit their head. And all of a sudden the reporter is going to be in trouble when like, stay at, like what happened to the personal bubble? Stay out of each other's space. You don't need to get that close. It even bothers me during like national broadcasts when you have the two, you know, the analyst and the play-by-play player or the play-by-play reporter and the fans behind them sitting in the first row are like getting in the shot and waving and like sticking their tongue out and doing, trying to get on TV. Like just be cool, right? Like act like you've been there before and just relax. You're on TV. You don't need to be obnoxious about it.
It's rarely funny.
There was a time.
Rarely.
No, and I mean, again, kudos to her. I mean, impressive stiff arm, to say the least, just as an objective observer, but also, too, that she didn't let someone mess with her work. And it's unfortunate that she was put in that position, but still. I remember when I was covering high school football in Texas, and, you know, part of it, too, is photographers these days, like, I remember when I was covering high school football, like I would be far away from the crowd and far away from all of the festivities. And part of me didn't like that because I like to be in the middle of the action and show animation and see everyone excited. And, it, you know, it leads to a very different live shot, right? Because you're seeing all of the action, you're seeing all of the energy and excitement. And it's a lot more fun as a viewer to watch that than someone who is at a distance. At the same time, I understood why, because it didn't take very much for a fan, a player, whomever, to come in, and whether they're doing it or not, intentionally or not, sort of mess with the live shot. But in terms of a negative experience, I remember one time I was covering Texas high school football, and this one kid jumped from the stands. I didn't see it. My photographer didn't see it. But he tried to wrestle the microphone away from me to say some things that I best not repeat here on this program.
Yeah.
And as he was trying to say these things, I wrestled the microphone away from him, gave him my own version of the Rivera stiff arm. And before anybody could catch him, whether it was security at the game or an authority figure of any type, jumps the fence and rushes off. And yes, the principal of the high school that was hosting this game came up to me and apologized and said, oh, no one at our school is like that. Well, I don't know that. I've only been at this school once, and my one experience was a kid trying to mess with my live shot. And in a way, kind of try and wrestle a microphone away from me to where it turned into an altercation. Now, good news that we had video playing during this exchange. The
kid didn't
know that. And so there's no video of this anywhere. And I wrestled away the microphone to where there was no audio of it either. But, you know, I can bring the photographer on if you want to give another play-by-play. But the point is that this one kid tried to do something insanely inappropriate. And I had to sort of have my head on a swivel to make sure that nothing happened. Yet at the same time, you know, someone's trying to wrestle a microphone away from me. You know, the first thing I'm going to do is react. I'm not going to figure out, okay, what's the most diplomatic way to make sure that everyone is safe at the end of this. And so I gave the kid the stiff arm, may have hit his head. And so I don't know if, you know, that turned into a blow to the head or if I gave him a bruise or anything like that, because, you know, I'm hitting it with the bottom of my palm. I don't know what's going to happen to him. And he can't stick around because otherwise he's going to get in trouble. So I may have hurt someone. I don't know. I don't think I did, but I may have. But you know, that's the first thing I'm going to do is react because someone's trying to, you know, wrestle with me. And that's the first thing that I'm going to think to do, Joe.
Right. 100%. Kate, don't mess with Chicago girls, right? Samantha Rivera. She's from Chicago. Went to DePaul here. So I know a lot of people had fun with it, but just imagine being in that position. And I mean, I can't speak to this, Kate can, but especially as a woman, like it's, it's got to be that's threatening. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Why can't people just be normal? That's what it comes down to for me. Why can't people just act in a normal manner? But yeah, I guess it's not going to happen. Not in a scene like that.
No. And I would love if she got to go to wherever that gentleman works and jump in front of his computer while he's trying to, you know, put together his Excel spreadsheets or, you know, a deck for a client or something, and do something just obnoxious in front of him and how he would react. Like, that's the same thing. She's at work. Just because she's not at a desk or in the studio doesn't mean that you shouldn't have some sort of professionalism around people who are doing their job at these events. So yes, Joe, people just need to not be so stupid and annoying sometimes. That's what it is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Yeah. Right. Jeez. And Kate, you and I have dealt with our fair share of those. And thankfully, in the confines of this program, we don't have to worry about fans coming in and messing with us. Yet at the same time, this is where we are now. So let's move on, because one of my favorite, most favorite Simpsons episodes involved a summer episode where Springfield was feeling this unusually severe heat wave. And the Simpsons decide that they should do something about it. And so Bart and Lisa go up to their dad, Homer, and in a very eloquent way ask, "Can we have a pool, Dad? Can we have a pool, Dad?" I still quote this all the time. And Joe, apparently that annoying behavior does work in some family situations, right?
It does. We took the plunge and made a purchase, and then I think my wife was debating, do I regret doing this driving home? And then I kind of got there yesterday. I'm like, are we sure? Are we sure? Because no payment's been made yet. But like everything in life, especially now, we're looking to make things easier for people. And you would think that a lot of businesses are trying to make things easier for the consumer. But I quickly realize, oh boy, am I in. Forget the price, but just the number of things that have to happen. So I need a person for everything. People call it, I got a guy for whatever. You know, you need some fixer on the house. Oh, I got a guy. I got a guy. I'm going to need an electrical guy to run electricity all the way out to that corner of the yard. I'm going to need to hire a digger guy separate from the pool guy because they have to dig the hole. It's semi in ground. I'm going to need a deck guy to build the deck around the pool once the pool is actually in and set. I'm going to need a landscaping guy so I have some privacy, so I'm not swimming in front of my neighbors because it's near their fence. It's just like, oh my God, this is going to be a disaster, isn't it? But they're saying that we'll be swimming by 4th of July, so we shall see, which I like to hear with a lot of vacation time coming up.
Can't beat that. Swimming by 4th of July?
Oh, man.
But that's what they say. Kids don't understand that, like, having a pool or something big like that, it seems so easy. Let's just put a pool in the backyard. And there's a little bit more to a lot of those things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're just moving right on to the next thing. Like, all right, pool, that's taken care of. So what's up with this dog now? Let's go. Everybody we know, literally everybody. We have no friends that have been able to hold out anymore. The last one, they caved last week, so I know it's a matter of time before that happens as well.
Can't wait for the pool party, Joe. Can't wait for that invite.
Yeah.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Ben Brown from Pro Football Focus will join us to discuss his latest insights on the NFL offseason right here on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.